My name is Andrew Mukey. This is Never Heard That. It is great to have you with me. Today we're going to be listening to the track Climbing Up the Walls by legendary UK band Radiohead from their 1997 album OK Computer. Radiohead are a very well respected band. They are not necessarily a consistent top-selling charting band during a career that began in 1985 and still continues to this day, but if you were to ask successful musicians about which bands they revered the most, Radiohead would consistently rank very highly. One reason I think that they've been able to achieve that is because the core has been together since the very start. The band consists of Tom York on vocals, guitar, piano and keyboards, Johnny Greenwood on lead guitar and keyboards, his brother Colin Greenwood on bass, Ed O'Brien on guitar and backing vocals, and Philip Selway on drums and percussion. An initial EP called Drill, released in 1992, did not make any real impact on the charts, but they were allowed to get some US producers who had worked for the Pixies and Dinosaur Jr. to help them record their debut album, Pablo Honey. Released in 1993, the album and its lead single, Creep, didn't raise much interest initially. Through word of mouth, it picked up radio play in the US, which led to the video being placed on heavy rotation by MTV. Ultimately, the song rose to number 2 on the US Modern Rock chart, entered the lower reaches of the Top 40 pop chart, and hit number 7 in the UK singles chart when EMI re-released it in the UK later in the year. The album is a divisive one in Radiohead history. It is not universally loved, but without question, its success gave them the opportunity to do what came next. Follow-up album The Bends, released in 1995, included more keyboards and was a much more lush recording. Although the singles were unable to replicate the success of Creep, the album appeared in many best of year end polls. Touring North America and Europe with American band REM also extended their reach. For the next album, what was to be 1997's OK Computer, the band wanted to self-produce. Nigel Godrick, a young engineer who helped with the Bends, was asked to come on board for this album. In retrospect, this is seen as an important progression for the band, as Godrick has been with them ever since. To their immense credit, the album is seen as a landmark recording. The musicianship is incredible, the production is complex, and it explored and pushed many musical boundaries. Rolling Stone called the album a stunning art rock tour de force. I got to see Radiohead play in Brisbane in early 1998 in support of OK Computer. It goes without saying that they were absolutely on fire and the concert was sensational. Follow-up album, 2000's Kid A, surprised many as it was vastly more minimalistic and different in style to OK Computer. They did a stylistic jump again with 2001's Amnesiac. From there, it became an expected thing with each new release. 2016's Moon-Shaped Pool was their ninth album. The reason that I've chosen the song Climbing Up the Walls to represent Radiohead is not just because I think it's a terrific song, but also because I believe that it was actually a teaser for what they were going to do next, a transitory song as such. There are still guitars in this song, but it has a lot less of a song structure than most of the tracks on the album, and I think it's forecasting that minimalistic approach that came afterwards. See what you think. But before I play it, a fun fact. The name Radiohead was taken from the song Radiohead, which is from the 1986 Talking Heads album, True Stories. Here is the song, Climbing Up the Walls, by UK band Radiohead from their 1997 album, OK Computer.